producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, closing out the week on a Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Instead of Larry Pratt in the second hour, we're going to have his son, Eric Pratt. Larry considers Eric to be the upgrade. I think Larry's actually in the air, but we'll be talking with Eric Pratt in the second hour. Right now, some of the liberal news media outlets are saying that the reason Ebola is so bad is because the NRA and gun rights groups opposed Vivek Murthy as Surgeon General, because we looked at Vivek Murthy, and Vivek Murthy makes this supposition that, quote-unquote, gun violence is a health issue. For years, gun control advocates have tried to turn gun violence into a public health issue in order to justify wider-reaching government regulation. So the National Shooting Sports Federation did a poll, and the results of the poll don't surprise me. It shows the vast majority of Americans view violence committed with guns as a criminal issue, not a public health one. Time and time again, they have looked at the criminal element. It's a very small percentage of Americana. A lot of these guys commit multiple acts over and over again. When they get out of jail, they just pick it up where they left off. So, it isn't a public health issue. It's a criminal issue. Poll also shows that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe that the Centers for Disease Control should be focused on combating illness and disease, not gun violence. They're not a law enforcement entity. They cannot combat gun violence. They should be, if anybody wants to look at anything, and it should not be the CDC, they should be looking at violence. They should be looking at violence, but not just gun violence, because that's just the subterfuge. What they found out of the poll is an overwhelming 84% of survey respondents said gun violence is a criminal justice issue rather than a public health issue such as viruses. An even higher 88% of respondents said they do not think the CDC should spend resources on studying the use of guns in crime rather than studying viruses and disease. And they just did it last year. They just did it last year. In April of 2013, they were directed by President Barack Obama. He was expecting to find, the only way to combat gun violence is to ban guns. That's not what they found out. And because it went against the narrative, the gun violence, the CDC, what they found out about guns was they just corroborated Kleck, Gaius, and Lott. When asked whether the definition of gun violence should be expanded to include accidents and instances of self-defense, nearly three-quarters of respondents said gun violence is a crime committed using a firearm with the intent to injure another person. It's interesting the way they worded that, because, you know, you had the bus tour that Bloomberg was funding, not one more. And they were mentioning the names of terrorists and criminals that were shot by police and regular citizens as victims of gun violence. One of the things that they constantly say, is why won't we let the CDC study gun violence? Well, the CDC, that's not the business they're in. And there's plenty of people that study this. Harvard has come out with a study. Pew Research has come out with a study. The DOJ comes out with a set of statistics. The FBI has statistics. Why do we need, I mean, we've already got John Hopkins Institute of Medicine funded by Bloomberg that will come out with all the anti-gun studies they want. How many do they need to have? And if they got one, they just got one from the CDC. And it didn't say what they wanted it to say. So I sort of wonder why they want to go back and revisit that, if that's actually going to, if there's going to be a like a conductor, like an orchestral conductor there, conducting the study to make sure it comes out with the right result. NSSF Senior Vice President and General Counsel Lawrence Teen said in a statement, as the significant challenges posed by the Ebola epidemic demonstrate, the emphasis of the CDC should remain on the steady prevention and containment of viruses and infectious disease. For political reasons, many involved in gun control activism would like to redefine the criminal misuse of guns into a public health issue. We commissioned this survey to help determine whether Americans where Americans stood on this issue. To put it plainly, they don't buy it. And given the 20-year reduction in violent crime that the FBI reports, even as the number of firearms in the hands of law-abiding citizens has increased, they shouldn't buy it. One of the things about these studies that they keep, if you're going to look at a study, pull it down and look at the questions. Pull it down and look at the questions. Because some of these studies can be very misleading. The questions are very vague. And then when the anti-gunners put it out there, you know, the whole 90% of America agrees there should be expanded background checks. 80-some-odd percent of all NRA members agree there should be to pull the study down and look at it. Just pull it down. Background checks are the new normal. This is a new thing. We didn't have background checks like we have them now. Until 94. Plain and simple. And crime was already going... Crime was going down in 1994 when we got the Omnibus Crime Bill, the Assault Weapons Ban, the Brady Law. It was already headed down. It wasn't as impressive a shift in stats as it is today, where it's, you know, 20 years plus going on. But it was already headed down. In 2013, like I said, he ordered the CDC to research the causes and prevention of gun violence. The results of that study were contrary and unhelpful to his policy positions on gun control. That didn't come out until after he'd had the hissy fit. That wasn't published till June of 2013 anyway. So by then, it had already been defeated in the Senate. And, you know, the CDC... with all the infectious diseases that we have today, like Ebola, that we're not containing. And, you know, you heard how many different ways it can spread and propagate. The CDC should be concentrating on what is their specialty. What is their area of expertise? If you want to see gun violence go down, you're going to have to see a paradigm shift in some of these cities that have been under Democrat control, liberal control for decades. You're going to have to see a reversal in the family structure of a lot of families of minorities. And you're going to have to see, and it's going to be something that's going to take a generation or two to solve. It's not something you can solve by banning this or banning that. It will still happen. It will still happen. So there is no quick answer to that. Unless, of course, you send the police. The police, if you want to fight crime, if you want to fight gun violence, criminal gun violence, you have to go to where the criminal gun violence is and get involved in it. Somehow, some way. You have to try to gentrify those areas. Which is a strong word to use, but at the same time, if what your whole goal is to fight against gun violence, regular armed citizens do that 6,500, 7,000 times a day, quite successfully already. What have you got to throw into the pot? That's, you know, what's your idea? Oh, restricting my rights. Okay, yeah, right, I got you. All right. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I really do wish that South Carolina was like Colorado. South Carolina is somewhat lackadaisical, apathetic about certain things. Well, about a lot of things, but not so in Colorado. And in Colorado right now, we've got a little Senate fight going on in the from the U.S. Senate, where the incumbent, what is his name, Mark Udall, Democrat from Colorado. This is the purple state. Okay, this is that's how they coined the phrase. That they're not a blue state, they're not a red state, they're a purple state. Everybody that has been voting purple, however, seems to be in deep trouble. Now, Udall, if the election were held today, 56% of gun owners would vote for his opponent, Representative Cory Gardner, Republican, from the State House in Colorado. 26% back Udall. This is going to be an issue because the grassroots has organized. They have been outspent. They couldn't care less. They have laughed all the way to success. They weren't looking for power. They were looking to turn somebody out. That was their goal. They've done it. They're getting ready to do it some more. Udall is somewhat of a... he's an interesting guy. He has an NRA rating of an F. And he got that because of his pro-gun control voting record. In 2009, he voted for federal reciprocity. Then in 2012, he voted against it. He also came out in 2012 in support of a ban on so-called assault weapons. In a statement, he referred to gun ownership as a tradition rather than calling it what it is, a Second Amendment right, a God-given right. They were asked a question, both of them, in a debate this past Tuesday. Colorado has been home to the Columbine and Aurora movie theater shootings, two tragedies that caused Americans to consider stricter gun laws. When it comes to the Second Amendment, what values would guide your approach to future federal gun legislation, and how does that differ from your opponent? I listened to it. Udall gets trashed. I couldn't make it it's a little long for a soundbite, so I didn't record it. But this is a state that, you know, I've heard all of the slogans, take your country back, take our government back. This is a state that's doing this. They're going to turn out Hickenlooper, too. He's in big trouble as well. And in the state Senate, I think they got Evi Hudak to retire or to resign so they could maintain the one-person Democrat majority there. And I'm going to be interested to see how that turns out, too. And what this boils down to is that people are just getting tired of being told, we got to save you from yourself. They're getting tired of that. And, hey, with good purpose, with good reason. In Missouri, an off-duty St. Louis police officer who was working an off-duty job had to engage and kill an 18-year-old male. Now, the same St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson, who wants to make gun rights alienable, said the officer was off duty working a secondary job for a private security company when he fatally shot an 18-year-old male. There's a little bit more to this story than this, but what they've done is they have invoked the name of Michael Brown. Because once again, it's an 18-year-old male, and he's black. Now, this particular officer was chasing this male, and this male pulled out a gun and shot at him, and the officer returned fire and killed him. I think that's probably the proper response to it. And you've got a lot of divisive forces right now. This is just another, I'm not going to come out and tell you, I think this particular shooting was probably justified. I think the round shooting was justified. Disparity of force in the Brown case. It was quite present in that incident. But we're going to see what comes out of this. The activists there, and some of them are the Communist Party of the United States, are planning and plotting and hoping for violence if they do not get the judicial lynching of Darren Wilson that they want. It'll be interesting to see if this officer who shot this particular individual last night or the other night when it happened, whenever that was, if he's going to be lumped into the Darren Wilson category. Now, the two police officers they got on video with the guy walking up on him with a knife that they let get, you know, one officer let him get within about 5 feet of him before they shot him down when he wouldn't drop the knife. For some reason, their names haven't come out, and they're not looking to lynch those fellows. And it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But once again, you know, they're using terminology in the press on this latest shooting. They're calling the 18-year-old guy with the gun a victim. A victim. A victim is a pair of 70-year-olds sitting around in their house that they own where they don't bother anybody and they're just trying to live out their twilight years till they reach their final reward when somebody comes kicking in their door and beats them within an inch of their life because they have a flat-screen TV. Those are victims. Somebody who pulls out a gun and shoots at somebody is not a victim unless they are defending themselves. The person that pulls out the gun first when you're being chased by the police, if it isn't the police, is not the victim. Shooting at the police does not make you a victim. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But, I mean, right now, obviously, it sort of reminds me of the Christian Bale Batman when Alfred says there's just some people that just want to see the world burn. For some reason, they've all gathered together in Ferguson, Missouri, and they're whipping them into a fevered pitch. They don't want justice there. They want revenge. Good luck. Good luck with that. We'll see how the shop owners in Ferguson react. We'll see if they go the Korean way, a la L.A. in the 90s. We'll see how that works. They've already done it once. We'll see it again. The police are going to be outmanned. They're going to be probably not outgunned, but we'll see. We'll see how this plays. But the outside elements are whipping them up. And once again, the press is complicit because they're using terminology like victim, teen. I hate to tell you something, at 18 years old, you're legally an adult. Yes, technically still a teen, an adult teen. Thank you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Have you ever worked for a company that thinks they control your life? I have. And I've come close to working for those that thought they controlled more of it than the ones I actually did work for. There was one company that approached me when I was in the route business that wanted me to come to work for them because I wasn't great at the job, but I had a reputation of consistency and showing up for work. Even if I could walk, I was showing up for work. So, you know, in the modern age, that's become somewhat of a, you know, that used to be the rule of thumb. Now it's a luxury for an employer. But when I looked at them a little closer, I found out that they would not hire anybody that smoked. Now, not that you didn't get in trouble, just if you smoked. If you only smoked at home. If you only smoked in the outdoors. If you never smoked in the vehicle or inside the back where all of the merchandise was. If you smoked at all, you would not be considered for employment. So I didn't even bother to apply. I did not even bother to apply. Because working for somebody doesn't mean that I sign over my life. I have worked for places that thought I did. I don't work for them anymore. There is a community, and I'm not even entirely sure exactly where this community is, and I still don't see it. It's called the Lakes of the Four Seasons. And under the guise of a zero-tolerance policy, they have fired a seasonal landscaping employee who worked for them for 21 years because he admitted that he was a gun owner. No, he wasn't carrying a gun while he was working. He didn't have a gun in his car when he showed up for work or on the Lakes of Four Seasons property. It was at home, and the fact that he owned it got him fired.
Nino Forliano has worked for them for 21 years before this summer when in conversation amongst coworkers, he acknowledged that he believes in the Second Amendment and kept a gun at home. 2 days following this conversation, on July 2nd, his supervisor, Doug Weiss, approached him and asked him if he carried a gun. Forliano admitted that he owned a gun but never carried it while working. Let me throw something in here while I'm thinking about it. In Mr. Forlanio's mind, he was just having a break time conversation among coworkers. Okay? And then some hoplophobic busybody that was in the break room with him heard gun owner and went bat excrement crazy over it and started telling everyone that he was carrying machine guns and weeds were not the only thing he was looking to whack or something like that. This is the mindset of the hoplophobe. They wet their pants at the mere notion that someone owns a gun. So due to this hoplophobia, Mr. Weiss informed Forlanio that he had met with the Property Owners Association Board of Directors July the 1st, the day before, and that Forlanio's conversation with his coworkers violated the company's no-tolerance policy. As such, he was fired, effective immediately. This is a gigantic cluster. How is the simple fact of being a gun owner a violation of any policy? Does this mean, what's the name of this fun place? The Lakes of the Four Seasons. Does this mean that this community, of all the people that live in that community, not one owns a gun? Not one. When a third of all people in the United States today, all of them adults, own guns. How is that possible? Statistically, it doesn't make any sense. This guy had been with them for 21 years. He didn't get a warning. He didn't get a reprimand. He was fired. He didn't get a chance to voice his opinion about it even. He was just fired. Even when Mr. Weiss spoke to him on July the 2nd, the decision had already been made to fire him on July the 1st. I guess this is actually out of Indiana, thanks to the Ford thing. Yeah. Now, what this body did, the LOFS, what they did is illegal. And that last part of the equation is what has brought this lawsuit that Mr. Forlanio, rightfully so, has brought against the Property Owners Association. According to Forlanio's attorney, Marissa McDermott, the association violated Indiana's Take Your Gun to Work law, which was amended in 2011 because it required Forlanio to divulge information about owning a gun, and they fired him because he was a gun owner. Even if he had brought his gun to work and left it secured in his car, that law forbids employers from punishing employees who exercise that option. Now, Mr. Forlanio, and I like that he's doing this, not only is he seeking actual and punitive damages, attorney's fees, and all the associated stuff, he's also asking a judge to order the Property Owners Association to refrain from engaging in similar practices with regard to other employees. This is a bigoted attitude, okay? This is them looking at the employees of this particular organization in what must apparently be a swanky subdivision in Indiana. They're looking at them as peons and serfs, as indentured servants that they control entirely. And when did talk become illegal? When did conversation become illegal? There's so many things wrong with this on such a very base level. I hope he ends up, I think he should go down the street, and I think he should be awarded the homes of every one of those members of that board,
in addition to the money he's going to get. I think they should not only go after the association, they should go after the people, the individuals. I know they're acting as a, they probably can't, probably not legal to do so. I hope that Mr. Farlanio gets to retire after this. Because, you know, this is brassy. This is on such a very fundamental level. He was fired based upon a conversation and an admission. Being honest. Like Shanine Allen. Shanine Allen got in trouble because she was honest. Honesty is the best policy. Yes, it will set you free, all of the other cliches you can possibly think of, but it shouldn't get you in trouble. Unless you're confessing to a crime. But I sincerely hope Mr. Fernalano walks away with everything they've got. I hope Mr. Weiss, I hope they put him on a riding lawnmower that only goes backwards and put him in charge of making sure the entranceway to this subdivision is always constantly kept cut, simply because, but he's got to do it backwards. I hope they slap them around silly. Because there's nothing, I mean, how many constitutional rights do they violate of his? First, the second, well, the first one was violated because he can't say something. The second one was violated because they don't like people that have them. Get a grip, please. Go take a deep draw on the bottle, Mark. Shut up and sit down and be quiet. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's a lot of talk. One of the things we've learned out of all the combat that this generation of soldiers have been involved in is exactly what different rounds do to different people. In combat today, most people do not get killed from gunfire. Most people get killed from explosions, IEDs, mines, or from something a lot bigger than anything a man can carry. The other thing they found out is that single shots rarely kill anybody. Now, they may kill, they may prove to be fatal, okay? But in the self-defense, in the self-defense paradigm, when you're thinking about this, a single shot, if your person is still operational, if your assailant is still operational, that means he can still hurt you. It means he can still kill you. So, you know, there are instances all the time of single shot, one shot kills with the lesser rounds. And by that, I mean handguns. Okay? Let's call them what they are. Handguns are lesser rounds. As a rule of thumb, you would think, well, the bigger and the faster it is, the more shock trauma it's going to cause. And that does prove to be the case. But you are talking, in most cases, about having to inflict multiple hits on somebody to take them down while they're in the middle of the act. There are instances where people have been shot and driven for miles before they died. They took one gunshot wound, and it did prove to be fatal. But the thing in self-defense is to stop the threat. People survive in combat from multiple shots. People survive in suicide attempts. There are instances where people have shot themselves in the face with a shotgun and survived the suicide attempt. Now, I use My primary carry round that I carry the most of is I have the most guns that fires it is 9mm. 9mm in the ball ammo configuration is a poor man stopper. And that's what they carry in the military. They don't get to carry the nice Hornadys and the Glazers and the Corbons and the Winchesters and the critical defenses and all this other stuff. They have to carry just regular base ammunition. So I can understand how a lot of these guys in those fights, in those gunfights, survive being shot multiple times before they finally collapse. But that is not the case as civilians. But also, one of the things that you should be training to do, and this sounds brutal, this sounds harsh, but one of the things you have to do is you have to train to shoot until the target goes down. It's the concept is based wholly on putting down a threat. One of the reasons I go with 9mm is because of capacity. Okay, so if you're engaging multiple opponents and you have to take and put 7 shots in one to put him down, with a single stack gun or with a revolver, you have to reload at that point. With a higher capacity, you do not have to reload. As a matter of fact, with a Glock 19, okay, 15 round capacity, one of the chamber, you've got what, 10 shots left, 9 shots left, maybe. That's one more assailant that you may be able to put down. There are a lot of reasons for this. People that are involved in crime, sometimes they're augmented by drug use or adrenaline or both. And that's a tough proposition. That is a tough proposition. I keep going back. One of the things I have against handgun rounds, one of the stories that was the perfect illustration, this made the national news. There was this two homeless dudes. For some reason, they were in Miami. For some reason, they thought it was a smoking hot idea to get naked, first of all. So they got naked, and then one of them jumped on top of the other one and started eating his face. He was on some sort of a drug. At the time, they said it was bath salts. I don't know what he eventually ended up being tested for, the toxicology report. But a Miami police officer rolled up on him with his Glock 22, 40 caliber pistol, and put 2 rounds in the guy initially. And the guy tilted his head back and looked at the police officer and growled at him. And then went back to gnawing the face off of the other homeless guy. And the police officer had to shoot him 6 more times. The 40 caliber is a potent round. It is a chopped 10mm. It has the same terminal ballistics as the 10mm. At that range, it felt like being hit with a 10mm. 10mm put down bears. This guy took 6 shots or 8 shots to be stopped while he was eating the face of another human being. And I've seen pictures of the human being, and that guy is messed up. So handguns, that's going to be your primary carry weapon that you're going to carry around. Because one, they're easier to conceal. They're legal to conceal in most jurisdictions. And when you're training with this handgun, I'm waiting to see the explosion of reactive targets. And I've seen some targeting systems where you have different steel targets popping up at you, and some take 4 to go down, some take 7, and some take 2. And that's real life. That's real life. That's the way the real world works. And this is the way we need to go when you're training. Because there's a lot of things that come involved in that. While you're firing your gun, if it takes you 7 shots to put the guy down, what if you have a stoppage? What if you have a malfunction? What if you have to reload right after that? And that kind of training develops the skill set that goes along with survival. With handgun ammunition today, with the availability of self-defense ammunition, exotic ammunition, if you will. I bought a box of exotic ammunition the other day, $26 for 20. More than a dollar a round, Powerball. But I know that they will do the job, and that's what I've got loaded in the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, because I have limited magazine capacity in this. The gun, as it sits right now, has 9 rounds in it. It's at capacity. The spare magazine has 7. So they're all Powerballs. The difference between the 9mm as what it's going to do to soft tissue versus 45 in the same configuration isn't going to be that noticeable. For the 45 aficionados out there, yeah, you guys are rocking a bad boy round, no doubt about it. But in the real world, capacity is going to win. The best of both worlds is a high capacity, for me, a high capacity 45 or a high capacity 10 millimeter, both of which I own one of. Because shooting the biggest, the fastest round you can, your rule of thumb needs to be shoot the biggest thing you can shoot, hit the target, and then shoot it again. And shoot it until it goes down. By all means, go to the range, stand in the lane, practice punching holes in paper, but find some training somewhere where you can get some reactive targets that are going to throw a monkey wrench in your plan, that are going to make you work to make them go down. The results will be good for you. And you know, and if you never have to use that training, great. You had a whole lot of fun getting it. But at the same time, not preparing for something like this is not a good idea. I don't advocate it. I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. There is this one company called Jedburg that keeps coming around demoing their targets, and they have exactly that. They have somebody standing off the side with an iPad programming each target that pops up, how many hits it's going to take before it goes down. So I'll be sitting there 4, 5, 6 going, when? Number 7, it drops. As soon as I see it going down, I'm dropping the magazine. I'm sticking another one in it. This is the world. And it's liable to get worse. We got Ferguson. We got ISIS. We got Ebola. It's becoming less and less easy to live in the United States today. So, think about that when you're training. Go out and find something reactive. Coming up next from Gun Owners of America, we are going to be joined by Eric Pratt on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Cady Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Cady Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at CadyArmor.com. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.